Harper Audio presents How to Read Literature Like a Professor, a lively and entertaining guide to reading between the lines, by Thomas C. Foster, read by David DeVries. Introduction. How'd he do that? Mr. Lindner? That milquetoast? Right, Mr. Lindner, the milquetoast. So, what did you think the devil would look like? If he were red with a tail, horns, and cloven hooves, any fool could say no. The class and I are discussing Lorraine Hansberry's A Raisin in the Sun, 1959, one of the great plays of the American theater. The incredulous questions have come, as they often do, in response to my innocent suggestion that Mr. Lindner is the devil. The Youngers, an African-American family in Chicago, have made a down payment on a house in an all-white neighborhood. Mr. Lindner, a meekly, apologetic little man, has been dispatched from the neighborhood association, check in hand, to buy out the family's claim on the house. At first, Walter Lee Younger, the protagonist, confidently turns down the offer, believing that the family's money, in the form of a life insurance payment after his father's recent death, is secure. Shortly afterward, however, he discovers that 2/3 of that money has been stolen. All of a sudden, the previously insulting offer comes to look like his financial salvation. Bargains with the devil go back a long way in Western culture. In all the versions of the Faust legend, which is the dominant form of this type of story, the hero is offered something he desperately wants, power or knowledge or a fastball that will beat the Yankees, and all he has to give up is his soul. This pattern holds from the Elizabethan...